Just under two-thirds of Tennesseans are currently under a mask mandate. That's according to researchers from Vanderbilt University, who recently found that mandates are, in part, helping to lower hospitalization rates and COVID-19-related deaths. Still, as WKNO's Katie Reardon reports, even under a mandate, Shelby County officials are struggling to reduce local transmission rates.
So far, health officials have not reinstated any business restrictions, but new ones, they say, might have a more targeted approach than previous ones. In the meantime, they've pointed to several other factors driving new cases, including people failing to stay home while they feel sick.
One out of three of the people with COVID-19 disease, we later find out, were out in the community, going to work, going to school, doing their activities of daily living, going to church, and they were shedding the virus. And that's why the virus is spreading.
David Sweat, deputy director for the Shelby County Health Department, says to immediately seek testing if you develop even mild symptoms and isolate until results come back. COVID is also spreading because of inconsistent mask use, he says.
People are very good about using PPE when they're interacting with customers or in the healthcare setting when they're going in to take care of patients, but they become lax when they're in interactions with their coworkers. They take their mask off in the office. They take their mask off in a break room setting.
Sweat says some people who've been exposed to the virus are also violating health department orders to quarantine for a mandatory 14 days. Schools and workplaces are reporting to the health department that children and workers are trying to return before that period is over, which could result in a misdemeanor charge. As of Monday, about 8,000 people were under quarantine orders in the county. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.